The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. This is a day that interplanetary explorers began their adventures. In 1975, NASA launched the Viking 1 robot space probe on its journey to Mars. It was the first vehicle to successfully land on the red planet, taking readings and photos from the surface.
A pair of spacecraft, Viking 1 and Viking 2, were readied for their separate journeys to Mars. Each is really two spacecraft in one. A 5,000-pound orbiter with cameras and communications gear, and sealed inside two saucer-like capsules at the other end, the Viking landing craft. A camera-equipped automated biological and chemistry laboratory and seismic station, which has been purged of earthly organisms by being heated in a huge oven. The 11-month, 420-million-mile trip for the two Viking orbiter landers was set in motion by two launches. One in August, one in September. If all goes as planned, the first Viking lander will separate from the orbiting command ship and descend to the Martian surface.
And in 1977, the most traveled spacecraft in history began its journey.
Four, three, two, one. We have ignition and we have liftoff. We have liftoff of the Titan Centaur, carrying the first of two Voyager spacecraft to extend man's senses farther into the solar system than ever before. Reports coming back indicate those twin large solid motors are functioning perfectly, producing 1.2 million pounds of thrust each. 25 seconds into the launch, all continuing to go well. 30 seconds into the flight, reports come back, confirm that the solid motors are performing very, very well. Those two large solid motors burn for 110 seconds, pushing the vehicle from sitting on the pad to an altitude of 25 miles and a distance of 27 miles downrange.
Two unmanned Voyager spacecraft like this are now on their way toward the planets Jupiter and Saturn. Their journey could last over a decade, with investigations of more than a dozen major planetary bodies, including Uranus.
NASA launched Voyager 2 ahead of its identical twin, Voyager 1, taking advantage of a unique planetary alignment that only happens once every 175 years. Voyager 2 was able to visit Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune in 15 years, using gravity assist maneuvers at each planet. It was the first spacecraft to visit either of the two outermost planets. In 1719, Czechoslovakian astronomer Christian Meyer was born. He was one of the first astronomers to discover and study binary star systems. H.P. Lovecraft was born on this day in 1890. And quite a birthday bash on the set of Doctor Who. Anthony Ainley, who played the reincarnated Master, was born today in 1932.
Seems we must always meet again.
They do say opposites attract.
But this is the end, Doctor. You see it? It's a power. The power from that planet. It's growing within me. Are you frightened yet?
No.
You should be. You should be. It nearly beat me. Such a simple, brutal power, just the power of tooth and claw. It nearly destroyed me, a Time Lord. But I won. I controlled that force, Doctor. And now, at last, I have the power to destroy you.
And so was the Seventh Doctor, Sylvester McCoy, born in 1943.
It's not just malice.
Survival. It's what he lives for.
We must hope, believe we can find something.
What?
To destroy me.
You'd wipe the floor with him.
Yes, well, we are an explosive combination.
And born in 1962, Sophie Aldred. She played the Seventh Doctor's faithful but volatile companion, Ace.
What shall I do? Tell me, Doctor. I trust you.
The choice is yours.
On the same day in 1962, James Marsters was born. Colin Cunningham of Falling Skies fame was born in 1967. Corey Carrier, who played Indiana Jones in his single digits in the Young Indiana Jones Chronicles, was born in 1980. In 1982, another great journey began, this time for intrepid jungle explorer Pitfall Harry.
This is Pitfall, the smash hit video game by Activision that everybody wants for the Atari Video Computer System, with scorpions, tar pits, and rolling logs. With underground passages and cobra rattlers, with swamps, hungry crocodiles, and lots more. Don't miss Pitfall, the smash hit that everybody wants. Get it before they're all gone. Pitfall, designed by David Crane. Don't miss it.
Activision's best-selling Atari 2600 game, David Crane's Pitfall, was released on this day in 1982, spawning the modern platform game, a category that would later include most of the early Super Mario games. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader-supported, and there's more than just the escape pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, Expanded Memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks and anything you might want from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. There are original designs on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at Ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page of thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The Logbook.com escape pod was written and produced by Earl Kane.
Master, who's he?
An evil genius. One of my oldest and deadliest of enemies.
Do you know any nice people? You know, ordinary people. Not power-crazed nutties trying to take over the galaxy.